Good afternoon, Lee. Good afternoon to your listeners.
Well, there are candles aplenty at the Emu Valley Rhododendron Garden coming up.
There are. Look, the Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens, they're amazing volunteers and everybody involved there in that wonderful tourism and local community asset are celebrating their 40th anniversary at the weekend, and I'll be attending, I think it's a bit of a cocktail event on Sunday evening up at the gardens, and I just wanted to extend my congratulations to everybody involved with the Emu Valley Rhododendron Garden. It's just a beautiful place. If your listeners haven't been there to experience the beauty of the gardens, I strongly encourage them to do so, and I want to extend my thanks to all of the volunteers that are involved there at the gardens in, you know, maintaining and creating such a beautiful space within our community.
Look, I'm going to be quite, you know, down the line here. When you hear Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens, to a lot of people that might not sound like too exciting, but let me tell you firsthand, and you can attest as well, a lot. It's amazing. It really is like going to a different country.
It is. It's almost like a botanical garden.
Yeah.
And people probably don't realise, you know, it's sort of tucked away on the road to Ridgely out of Burnie, on the outskirts of Burnie, but it's certainly well worth the drive, and it's just a beautiful experience. And they do lovely Devonshire teas, and they've got great plans to make the place even better and provide, you know, different services for tourists and locals alike. So, yeah, it certainly is a wonderful asset.
Also happening in our backyard, a lot of people breathing a sigh of relief after the plans for the Roland cable car have been disbanded.
Yeah, so that was an announcement that was made earlier this week, Lee, and I know that it has been a project that has, there's been, you know, fierce opinions about and perhaps divided the local community over many years. But it does, obviously, the proponents have decided not to continue on with the process, but it does raise the question, I think, and it's quite timely, really, with West Northwest releasing their tourism strategy this week about looking at what iconic tourism opportunities there are across the northwest coast to draw people to our region. And so Tom and his team there have done a great strategy there, outlining some of those potential developments like the Don River Railway, and of course we do have the proposal for the cableway at Cradle Mountain as well, which has been delayed over many years, that project. So we'd like to see that project commence, and there to be announcements made about it by the government, and we're, you know, waiting for that and have been now for some time since the 2018 election. So there are tremendous tourism opportunities right across Tasmania, and what we've got to offer in the northwest is, you know, second to none, and we just need to think really strategically about the way that we encourage investment and the way that we promote what we have to offer to those that want to visit our region.
Let's turn our attention to the pointy corner of the coast, and that is Wool North. I think for the first time in around 200 years, a patch of that land is going to be owned by locals.
It is about 6,000 hectares, and that's another great news story for the northwest coast. And obviously, the Roberts Thompson family are synonymous with agriculture along the northwest coast, and the family have understand interest in both Victoria and King Island. And interestingly, they're not going to be using the land for dairy. They're going to be investing in beef cattle and having it as a beef property. So I personally will be watching that with great interest and how that evolves over time. I think that'll be a great investment for the local community in Circular Head.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that all unfolds. It's all positive news, really, at the end of the day, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
Well, yep. You enjoy your jaunt through the Emu Valley Rhododendron Garden over the next couple of days, and we'll touch base in a few weeks from now. How's that sound?
That'd be great, Lee. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Anita. Now, thank you for joining me on The Home Run.
Thank you.